someone every day. There's no corner at the gas and pay. Well, I turn in the bright sunshine with the earbuds on and a cardboard sign. They say she once was a little girl. It's a wigged out winter night, wild and a wacky world. Get ready for confetti, hey, hey, hey. Get ready for confetti, hey, hey, hey. Get ready for confetti every day, every day. I knew the psychic many years ago. He'd been abducted by a UFO. They took him to another galaxy. He read their fortunes and it set him free. He once was a very famous scientist. Said living in the future is too hard to resist. Get ready for confetti, hey, hey, hey. Get ready for confetti, hey, hey, hey. Every day, every day. I play the ponies and I look for clues. I hit the highway and I pay my dues. I mind my business as I walk the line with my earbuds on and my cardboard sign.
Six-week tour together, and we over the years when we were in school together, we hung out, you know, all the time, and you know, as we both were playing more, we started going in different directions more, and a few years ago we decided, heck, let's play together, and we have to be around one another. it's thanks to you folks that we get to do it. But to be able to be here at the Festi, and this is the second year for me at the Festi. But to be able, last year I got to meet the string dusters and what, you know, fine musicians they are. But to be able to be here with Jim Lauderdale, our friend Jim Lauderdale from Nashville. To be here with the great Sam Bush. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Can I tell my quick Jim Lauderdale story real quick?
Oh, please, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, when we were riding around that crummy RV that we were always driving around in, I don't know if you guys ever have dealt with an RV or not, but I bought this RV, and it had in the back, behind the mirror, it says weight limit on it, you know? And it said the weight limit on this RV is 12,000 pounds. And so then it had this little addition where it added up, you know, the lights and the engine and the transmission, the whole thing. And it came to 11,900 pounds. And there wasn't anybody in the van that was even close to 100 pounds, you know? And then we had equipment and everything. And so we drove around that just really, literally frightened to death that it was just going to turn into toothpicks at any time. And we had one CD, and it was a Jim Lauderdale CD. It's called Pretty Close to the Truth. And we listened to it all the time. Then we found Simplay, and we went to a radio station, play radio, and they gave us this big poster of Jim. So we stuck it in our window, right there in the big window on the side of the RV and the door and everything, and drove around with that. And one day we were driving through Charlotte, North Carolina, and all of a sudden I look over there and I said, "There's Jim, there he is right there." And we all started screaming at him and started pointing at this poster. And he totally just went, "Okay, I'm gonna let this one go, man." And we were so excited though. It was really exciting. It was really, really exciting. Really exciting. And then, I see Jim about 3 times a year, and I always say that, and he goes, "I know, man."
Well, I feel especially close to Jim because occasionally I get to go on the Ke'amo cruise, and Jim does every morning, and he's so good at it. I mean, he does Tai Chi every morning, for folks, and he's a master. He's a master. But sometimes the room I'm in has a window that looks onto the people doing Tai Chi, so I'm looking at Jim from the back into the faces. I can see the impact he's having on people. It's just wonderful. But I feel close to him because I've looked at his ass a lot. I used to get to hear Robert Keane's brand new songs when they were, brand new, and he played me this song right after he'd written it, and we were sitting at his house on his porch, and he played it for me, and he started to put his guitar up. I said, no, you got to teach it to me right now, and I've been playing it ever since. It's one that I recorded on our Seven Side in His House record.